This is Galatians chapter 5, 22 to 25. But the Spirit produces love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, humility, and self-control. There is no law against such of these. And those who belong to Jesus Christ have put to death their human nature with all its passion and desires. The Spirit has given us life. He also controls our lives.
Well, it's great to hear something about what you guys have been up to. And we're going to talk about some of the stuff we've been up to. We've heard about some of the things that younger kids, some of the big kids have been doing some stuff as well. And we're going to talk about that. I wonder if you've got that's some fruit, isn't that? Look, you're hungry. It makes you feel hungry, doesn't it? Oops, what's gone there? Have you got a favourite? Have you got a favourite fruit? Got a favourite fruit? What was that, a banana? Banana? What's your favourite? Strawberries! What's banana? Banana. It's the cherries, strawberries, and apples. Good choice. You know what? I did some research here to find out what was the best-selling fruit in this country. And I was surprised to find, you've seen a picture already, strawberries. And not just, you know, Wimbledon week. But all the year round, evidently, strawberries are the most popular, the best-selling fruit in this country. That came as a surprise to me. What do you think the second one is? Banana? No. Oranges? No, no. No. Grapes. Grapes are the second best-selling fruit in this country, evidently. And then third, of course, comes good old apples. They come third in the list. After that, by the way, comes bananas. They do come in at number four. And then after that, blueberries, because they're so good for you, aren't they? So they're super fruit. Now, and also, of course, you can buy some other fruits. I went in a local supermarket there and thought I'd buy one of these. But do you know what this is, guys? Any idea? What sort of fruit is that? It looks a bit like an apple, doesn't it? And the pomegranate. Well done. It's a pomegranate. Have you ever eaten a pomegranate? There's all seeds inside. It's a funny sort of thing. Or maybe you've eaten one of these. It looks a bit like a pear, doesn't it? But it's not a pear, is it? Anybody know what that one is? Do you know what it is? A lemon. A bit like a lemon, but a long, thin lemon. A bit like a guava. No, but it isn't. A papaya, that's right. And if anybody knows what to do with these, let me know afterwards and you can eat them, if you like. So, yeah, we've been thinking about fruit, but actually not that kind of fruit. In fact, I've been looking at some other fruits. Anybody know what that one is? That's an ugly fruit. And it's not that ugly, is it really? But it's a good ugly fruit. It's a bit like a cross between an orange and a grapefruit, very high in vitamin C, evidently. Well, what about this one? This one lives up to its name a bit, I think. Dragon fruit. That's right, a dragon. I've never tried one of those. And this one's that does live up to its name. A star fruit. It's great to have in a fruit salad and so on, isn't it? Very high in fiber, I'm supposed to, so that's really good. But we've been thinking about another kind of fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. This is a kind of fruit that is a kind of how we live type fruit. It's the fruit that God brings by his Spirit in our lives. And it's kind of, there's a nine elements to it, ninefold fruit that are all listed there. And here's a little song to help you try and learn what they are. So try and carefully. If you want to join in, place sitting down and we'll watch it on the screen, a song about the fruit of the Spirit.
Of the Spirit's not a coconut. Fruit of the Spirit's not a coconut. If you want to be a coconut, you might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit's not a banana. The fruit of the Spirit's not a banana.
You want to be a banana? You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit is not a lemon. The fruit of the Spirit is not a lemon. You want to be a lemon? You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control. Oh, the fruit of the Spirit is not a watermelon. The fruit of the Spirit is not a watermelon. You want to be a watermelon? You might as well hear it. You can't be a fruit of the Spirit, because the fruit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, and gentleness, and self-control.
So good.
Did you catch them all? No, it's not easy to remember them all or to think of them all. So I can put them, there are nine things there. I put them into three groups of three to help you remember them. Firstly, of course, there's what I've called the big three. These are the most important things God wants to bring in our lives. He wants to show us how much he loves us and bring his love into our lives too. To bring that sense of joy and happiness that his Spirit is with us all the time and his peace. They're the big, I need to put up three, the big three in our lives. Then there's the next three. I think these are the way we kind of relate to other people. Things we do every day, our families, our homes, at school or wherever. A need for patience and kindness. And goodness, they're important things too, aren't they? They're the next three, about how we're patient with people, how we're kind to them, we want to do good things for them. And then the next three are the things about me, myself, how I ought to be, really, as I live day by day. Faithfulness, gentle, and self-control. This is a kind of picture of what God wants us to live like, what he wants to do in our lives by his Holy Spirit. But I want to just say a couple of things about this fruit today. Firstly, this fruit grows gradually. I reckon when you look at that list, you think, well, I'm not doing too bad on this one, but I'm not very good on that one. Or, you know, I'd love to see all those things in my life, but I keep messing up. I keep making mistakes. If you picked an apple from an apple tree now, what do you think it would taste like? Horrible. It'd be hard and tasteless, wouldn't it? You couldn't really eat it. But in a few months' time, it'll be beautiful to eat, won't it? It grows gradually. And God is patient with us. He knows we get it wrong often. But he forgives us, and we can start again, and we can grow. There are people in the Bible like that. I've been reading about Simon Peter. He was one of the followers of Jesus, and he was always getting it wrong, putting his foot in it, making mistakes, and yet God worked in his life and changed him. And he became somebody very important in the life of the early church. Fascinating to watch people change when God's at work in their lives. Gradually, fruit grows gradually. But the other thing I want you to remember is fruit grows naturally. Have you got any of that kind of fruit? Well, that kind of fruit is decorations, of course. And the thing about decorations is you tie them on the tree and then you put them away till next year comes around and so on. This fruit isn't something you tie on from outside. It's something that grows from inside, stage by stage, bit by bit, when God comes into our lives and helps us to change and grow to be more like the way he would like us to be. And given the right conditions, that fruit will grow. Here's some words of Jesus that he said to his disciples. If you can manage to read them, I'd like us to try and read them together as much as we can, although we do lose one or two words on the screen there, don't we? This is what he said. Let's read it. Read it with me, if you will. I am the true vine. My Father is the gardener. He cuts away every branch of mine that doesn't produce fruit, but he trims clean every branch that does produce fruit, so that it will produce even more fruit. Stay joined to me, and I will stay joined to you. Just as a branch cannot produce fruit unless it stays joined to the vine, you cannot produce fruit unless you stay joined to me. I am the vine, you are the branches. If you stay joined to me, and I stay joined to you, then you will produce lots of fruit. Once a piece of fruit falls from the tree, it won't grow anymore, will it? Or once it's picked, only as we stay joined to the branches, as we stay joined to Jesus, will we grow and will we change. Mandy was mentioning about mobile phones. She said, I don't use my mobile phone next, but whenever I do you find it's not charged up? It's run out of battery. And that's because it's not been plugged in. And we're like that. Are we going to stay plugged into Jesus to keep changing, to keep growing? And we can stay joined to him, trusting in him, resting in him. And if we do, then that fruit will grow in time. Take time to pray. Take time to read the Bible, his word. To meet with God's people as we're meeting today. That's his promise. If you abide in me, stay with me, keep your life close to mine, then you will produce much fruit. The fruit of the Spirit. You know, when I look at that list, I think that's what I'd like to be like, don't you? I'd like my life to be love, joy, gentleness, goodness, and so on. I don't want it to be full of hatred and anger and unkindness and so on. This fruit is good. It's a good fruit that Jesus wants to bring into your heart and mine as we give our lives to him, as we trust him. It's a picture of Jesus and a picture of what our life could be if we were to follow him and allow his Spirit to grow that fruit. And that fruit will grow gradually, but it will grow naturally if we stay attached to him. Let's pray together. Let's pray. Father, we'd love our lives to be more like this, and we thank you that it is possible. Thank you that Jesus came and to forgive us and to take away the bad things in our life and to replace them with these good things. And we pray, Father, that we will be rooted in you like a tree, so that good fruit will grow from our lives, that our lives will be marked by love and joy, kindness, goodness, and so on. Lord, we want our lives to look more like you want them to be. And thank you that will happen as we let your Spirit live in us and live through us. In Jesus' name. Amen.